From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia says it will temporarily cease military operations in the battered Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours starting Thursday to allow humanitarian aid to be brought in, but media reports say the fighting continues. Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure, while the main supply routes to both the eastern and western parts of the city have been cut in recent weeks, making an already severe humanitarian situation much worse. The UN Syrian envoy wants to restart the third round of intra-Syria talks as soon as possible, but says the right environment must exist. Voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The frontrunners are incumbent Edgar Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. Political analyst Lee Habasanda of Zambia University says the economy is among the concerns of voters.
So the issues are around the economy, the question of the economic turndown, the depreciation of the local currency, the kwacha, the job losses on the mines, as well, I think, as issues of the energy crisis in this country.
If neither candidate wins a simple majority, there will be a second round of voting. At least 3 people have been killed in pre-election violence. Campaigning had to be halted for 10 days last month to reduce clashes. And Turkey has carried out deadly airstrikes against Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq and raided pro-Kurdish political offices in Istanbul after deadly bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, set to make an economic speech in Detroit Thursday, comes just days after her rival Republican Donald Trump unveiled his economic plan for the country. Both candidates attacked each other on Wednesday over dueling controversies dogging their campaigns. Trump says new emails released by the conservative Judicial Watch prove contributors to a charitable foundation she started with her husband, former President Bill Clinton, got special access to the State Department during her tenure, something Clinton's campaign has denied.
Revealed the lies, the deception, the dishonesty, tiny fraction of what she did. What she did was so wrong, and she got out of it, well, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe there's more to come.
Meantime, Trump has been under fire for his comments on Tuesday suggesting gun rights supporters could act against Clinton if she tried to impose new gun ownership restrictions. Remarks of the Clinton campaign says were a call to violence.
Words matter, my friends. And if you are running to be president or you are president of the United States, words can have tremendous consequences. Yesterday, we witnessed the latest in a long line of casual comments from Donald Trump that cross the line.
Trump says he clearly meant those who want to protect the constitutional right to own a gun must unite and vote against Clinton. The top U.S. commander of the coalition fighting the Islamic State said Wednesday the jihadist insurgency has suffered severe losses in the past year in Iraq and Syria. Lieutenant General Sean McFarland said tens of thousands of enemy fighters have been removed from the battlefield. He added that leaves the ISIS group with an effective fighting force of as few as 15,000. He said both the quality and number of fighters has dwindled, with recent recruits often unwilling to fight and poorly trained. But he said they remain a threat, especially as they resort to suicide attacks. And U.S. swimming phenom Michael Phelps will be making, or rather looking, to earn his 22nd career gold medal in the 200-meter individual medley Thursday night. Phelps has already won 3 gold medals in Rio. Katie Ledecky, the swimmer from the U.S., will also be in action in the qualifying round for the 800-meter freestyle. She set the world record in that event early this year. She's won 2 gold medals thus far in Rio. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.